This is Tom Arms with LookAheadNews.com's World Report for the week beginning the 31st of October. LookAheadNews.com broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. It looks as if Hillary Clinton has an unassailable lead as the U.S. presidential race enters its final week. But Americans are not the only ones preparing to head for the polls. Next Sunday, there will also be elections in Nicaragua and Bulgaria. On Tuesday, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has been ordered to appear before his country's parliament to answer charges of violating democracy. The South African Finance Minister, Pravin Gordhan, will appear in the Pretoria High Court on Wednesday, charged with establishing a spy unit inside his country's revenue service. Also in court next week is Bahraini human rights activist Nabil Rajab, who's due to hear the verdict on charges of spreading malicious anti-government rumors. Freedom of speech in Germany faces a legal challenge when Turkey's President Erdogan takes German television comedian Jan Böhmermann to court for making him the butt of tasteless jokes. Staying in Germany, the Christian Social Union Party, coalition partners of the ruling Christian Democratic Union, holds its annual conference in Munich. There are a host of diplomatic visits next week. Colombian President Manuel Santos Calderon is in London, and British Prime Minister Theresa May is in India. Chinese President Xi Jinping visits Peru, Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi is on a 5-day trip to Japan, and Cypriot Foreign Minister Ioannis Kasiladidis is in Russia. And finally, it is Guy Fawkes Night in Britain next Saturday. Bonfires will be lit, effigies burnt, and fireworks will light up the night sky as Britons celebrate the thwarting of the 17th century plot to blow up Parliament. And that was next week's news today, so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned after this message for a look ahead world analysis. This is Tom Arms with LookAheadNews.com's expanded world analysis for the week beginning the 31st of October. LookAhead broadcasts tomorrow's news today so that you can plan to participate. National opinion polls put Hillary well ahead of Donald Trump, but Professor Vaughan Williams at Britain's Nottingham Business School says forget the pollsters, listen to the bookies. He claims they've successfully called every U.S. election for 150 years. Where are they putting their money? On Hillary. Elections are also around the corner in Bulgaria and Nicaragua. In Bulgaria, the voters are electing a president, parliament, and holding a referendum on restrictions for political funding and changes to the electoral law. The two main presidential candidates are socialist Roman Radev and Setska Sacheva from the center-right Gerb Party. 70-year-old former Sandinista leader Daniel Ortega is expected to easily win a third term as Nicaragua's president, but Ortega has been attacked by the Obama administration for refusing election observers. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains under attack. The latest effort reaches a climax on Tuesday when he's been summoned to appear before Parliament to start impeachment proceedings based on charges of violating democracy. Backed up by his hand-picked Supreme Court, Maduro will almost certainly refuse to show up, which is likely to result in another round of violent demonstrations. The plight of Bahraini human rights activist Nabil Rajab has won the support of Secretary of State John Kerry, who visited Rajab in jail. The activist has been supporting the cause of the Shia majority in Bahrain and opposing Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen. Next week, he hears the verdict on charges of spreading malicious anti-government rumors. The German courts have already rejected one attempt by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to charge comedian Jan Böhmermann under a 19th century law which prevents the ridiculing of foreign heads of state. But next week a determined Erdogan will appeal the ruling. He was upset by the German comic's poem, which suggested that he enjoyed sex with goats and children. Next week, German junior coalition partners, the Christian Social Union, hold their annual conference in their Bavarian stronghold of Munich. Chancellor Angela Merkel's pro-refugee stance has annoyed the CSU leadership, but not enough for a coalition fracture. However, the conference is expected to see efforts to water down Ms. Merkel's policies. And that was next week's news today so that you can plan to participate in the world around you. Stay tuned for Viewpoints Around the World with myself and Ben Ball.